Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley of the Certified Angus Beef Program. Back with Mark in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. We're continuing today a conversation that we began last week with Mark McCulley of the Certified Angus Beef Program. Mark's in charge of their supply procurement efforts, and that means he's working literally with all parts of the beef pipeline.
We literally touch every segment of the beef chain. We're owned by the American Angus Association, or cattlemen and breeders of registered Angus cattle. But we work with cattle feeders and stockers and everybody on the production side. But then our program actually starts with the licensed packing plant. So we work with all 85% of the fed cattle packing base in the U.S. And then literally every tier of distribution, food service, retail, processors, all the tiers and steps of logistics and distribution that ultimately deliver it out to grocery stores, out to restaurants. And we work with them in that consumer interface to build the brand and promote the brand. So it really is the entire supply chain.
With records being set almost year to year in the last couple of years, you know, great, you know, really a tremendous milestone being hit on the number of pounds of CAB, a certified Angus beef, that's been sold, marketed domestically, internationally.
Yeah, from the growth of the brand, it's really been incredible. I think our second year, over a billion pounds sold. We're 25% bigger as a program than we were just a couple years ago. I mean, the program has continued to grow both here domestically and around the world. Sold in over 50 countries last year. So the demand is pretty great. And cattlemen have responded. We've seen all-time record supplies that have ultimately allowed us to fuel and have that sales growth. And we're not slowing down. We think there's a tremendous opportunity and upside yet. Consumers pay a lot of money for beef, and they want that beef that consistently is flavorful and juicy and tender. And so we're pretty excited and pretty bullish about the premium side of the beef market moving forward.
At the recent National Angus Convention, the breed announcing they're rolling out a genetically based feeder calf program. Mark McCulley says that's a great step in providing high-quality cattle that'll turn into high-quality beef.
Well, I think what we're excited about is you know, today a cattle feeder is selling fed cattle to a packer on a value-based system to where they are truly getting paid. If an animal hits CAB, they truly get paid more money. If that animal makes prime, there's a very distinct value-based marketing system in place. To us, this is an evolution as now that feeder can maybe more accurately buy those feeder cattle and maybe more accurately assign the value to those feeder cattle that are going to in turn allow them to sell fed cattle on a grid for more value. So to me, it's just an evolution of value-based marketing. From the feeder packer exchange to now moving back to the feeder cow calf exchange, to where we can do a better job of describing the genetics of these feeder cattle, and where feeders are able to find those cattle that fit their marketing plans as they're pursuing high quality beef and the premiums associated.
Is this part of the future as far as CAB on the supply side?
You know, I think it is. I mean, our demand is our mission, rather, is ultimately to create demand for registered Angus cattle. And systems like this simply allow us to meet that mission more efficiently, meaning as we create demand for the end product, it continues to send that signal back through the system to those cattlemen that are being very intentional about producing a high-quality product. So, absolutely, we're excited about these types of systems and the evolution of these kinds of value-based marketing. We think they're good for beef cattle producers.
Mark McCulley with CAB. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.